as soon as we start anyway. Oh no. Bald.
Very fine.
Five, four for love.
He just ran his hand through his bald head as if he had hair. He's a very unattractive individual.
He cleans houses for a living now.
Really?
You remember they put him on that Refugees Welcome show where they start out with a bunch of people who are like... very closed borders, and then they go, now you're going to live with someone. Then they learn some lessons along the way, and they end up crying and welcoming people, and, you know, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
And, yeah, so, he's a plumber by trade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I've got nothing else to add.
So, is he softer on his refugee stance now? Is that the...
In the public, anyway.
In the public.
Yeah.
That's what happened to Lily Allen. She went and spent some time at the refugee camp outside Britain and then just came back and said, we need open borders and all these kinds of things. Yeah.
That is the sort of thing you can weigh in on when spending time in camps.
Mm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, when you spend a moment there and see a couple of slightly unhappy artists.
Well, yeah, it's people in a bad situation, and you go, yeah, of course you want to help, but that doesn't provide an answer.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, we won't start too heavy too quick. Welcome to Unpleasant. I think we're up to episode 13. This is Milk talking at the moment, and we're here with Adam from Adam and Milk.
Hello, I'm Adam.
And we've got our good friend Jacob joining us as a temporary third mic. I think.
Yeah. Ooh, he's throwing temporary in there.
I don't want to say third mic because it's not a permanent thing. But I think temporary third mic is an upgrade than guest.
It is, absolutely. Yeah. Well, we're still getting over Ricky, the way he left unceremoniously. So
he's left.
He left the show. He was our first third mic.
Yeah.
And then there was some unpleasantness.
Yep.
It turns out. Ricky likes going to churches and waiting for the old ladies to leave, and then he'd sniff the pews.
Yeah.
And, he did it.
I caught him red-handed, actually.
Yeah.
I saw him firsthand.
Well, that's just a real shame for everyone involved, isn't it, really?
I've always admired the architecture of churches, and one day I just saw him in there sniffing a pew.
It was a weird thing for him to go, and I admire the architecture of the elderly woman's thighs. I thought... That's an odd response. So Ricky didn't mesh with the show after that.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the title of this show again?
Unpleasant.
Unpleasant.
Yeah, but you know, we're unpleasant but inclusive.
Okay,
we want to invite you in, but as soon as you realise that it's not for you, then that's it. Just don't listen anymore.
Fair enough.
A bit like Burning Seed, mate. Isn't it, in a way?
Is that a bit of segue?
Yeah, that's a bit of that's my community radio training from 2AAA.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
Coming
bit
in,
of,
so.
It's paid off. Bit of Gavin coming in there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's first-hand Gavin. I could only hope to segue as him.
For anyone who listens to 2AAA, if you hear Gavin...
I listen to 2AAA.
More people listen to that than this anyway.
Yeah,
cool.
they literally volunteer. Well, so do we, in a way, don't we?
Yeah.
But they know they're not ever getting paid and they're still doing better.
Yeah. Whereas
they have periods of dead air every day. Really? Every day a broadcaster fucks up. And there's just dead air, or there's
two
songs playing at the same time, and they're still going. Amazing.
They play some good tunes, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
all the classics.
Mm.
I didn't like hanging around there for just You know when you go to the chemist and there's always old people in there just because they've got more problems? If you've made it this far, you're still going to have some issues.
Yeah.
It's like going to the chemist. You're going to see some people. All right, I didn't know this until recently. You know how you see old people and they've got that weird red peeling face? And you're just like, is that, what is that? That just old people have that. Apparently, that's a chemotherapy cream. I didn't know that was a thing. So when you've got various like skin cancers and stuff like that, it's like a little thing to like, and it forces them out of their face.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Sounds uncomfortable.
It's like magnoplasm for cancer.
Magnoplasm? What is that?
Oh, it's this stuff you put on your skin when you've got a splinter and it just sucks that sucker right out.
Okay. Yeah. I like to leave it in there and look at it for days on end and wonder what's going to happen. Yeah.
Fester for a few days until I can't move my leg, and then I go to see the doctor and he goes, wow, when he sees it.
I touch the skin around it, and if it feels a bit tender, I just leave it.
I had a splinter come out. All right, I was in somebody else's bed. And I woke up and I'm like, that's something, there's a splinter has come out and there was like a little infection thing there. Mm. And I'm like, that's come out during the night. So that's fucking gross. And I feel really bad. But how amazing is that? Because my body's, it's not good. It's pretty shit. I've got a very horrible body.
It's down there.
But yeah, it's a lower rung.
Yeah.
Come from a lower stock of the gene, like the lower side of the gene pool. Yeah. Now you get the point. But I'm asleep and it's putting work in and sending white blood cells to that area and making enough and getting the foreign body out of there. It's getting it, fucking it right off. That's pretty amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. I feel like I've given birth.
Yeah, in a way.
All right. So we're on to burning seed. Now, this is a thing that annoyed me. It's annoyed me when I bought one ticket to burning seed. And I almost didn't do it because there was all these questions associated. Actually, no. All right. We should backtrack and say what burning seed is.
Burning seed, how best to describe it? It's a collection.
See, I hope people get the sarcasm in this because it is very visual because I see it on your face and I know it. But some people are hearing this going, yeah, they really talk No, it's a joke.
I like to keep that grey area there. That's where I thrive. Well, it's a collection of people and ideas. It's a bush doof. But you're not allowed to call it a bush doof.
Bush doof.
Yeah,
I think that's the first time I've heard that term.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to call it a bush doof. But it is, you know, it's a...
Not allowed to... I'll call it whatever I want.
Yeah, fuck you, Burn. It's it's basically a festival put together by just people who want it to happen. So there's no... You don't buy a ticket and things are provided. You buy a ticket and you still have to bring something to the table.
Free.
And create. Yeah. There's no money. Obviously, there's no currency. There's a gifting sort of system.
Yeah, everyone sort of... Well, not everyone. The majority of people come there with something to give away or to provide, some sort of...
But you have to be...
The Soviet Union on acid.
Basically.
And very, very temporary.
Yeah.
Very. Like, you notice it... Because they provide... Okay, so it like goes for 7 days. And they provide toilets and everything. Like, it's very standard stuff there. But it's just camping in the middle of the Matong State Forest. And there's an area where they have the theme tents where it's people who have put things together and, you know, there's certain things for food, like some in the middle of nowhere, they're providing food.
There's little,
they just give
little
stuff
bars,
away.
Cabaret shows.
Yeah, bars, weird performances, just art.
A big
things
circus.
People are drawing. Yeah, just different things. That's their themes. And then everything on the outside is usually just people's camps that they're staying in. And that can sometimes turn into things too, whatever.
Yeah.
But... I forget what I said. Okay. You'll notice, and it's really good. Everyone gets along really well. It's interesting just to see people in a super friendly environment and how they function.
There's no dickheads to mostly.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a no dickhead policy.
It's very minor. But then again, I'm probably biased because my standard for dickhead is very different to most people.
Mm.
So I see a lot of people out there, I'm not wasting my time on you.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not in danger.
You're
not
in
danger. You're not going to get king hit.
That's what I'm... My interpretation of dickhead, I was thinking, but you're right.
Yeah, as far as personal safety. But anyway, for the past 2 years, they've brought in a system that requires you to fill out a burner profile. So people who attend the burning seat are known as burners. And now you have to create a burner profile so they can get a little bit of a look up and down you. So we're going to go through that right now. First question. First name?
Jacob.
Milk. I'll put milk.
Yeah, that's all right.
Second name?
We won't say that on the show. My name's Jacob Turner.
Here's the first proper question. What's your paddock name?
Okay, now what is a paddock name? That's what I'm curious.
It's just, well, basically you can shed your skin, can't you? You can leave your default persona at home, per se, and take on a new sort of role or character at Burning Seed.
So, like when you take a holiday, just take a holiday from yourself.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, just play that role.
That's right. So what's your paddock name? It's got to be something fun, of course. Can't be something...
Well, no, we already decided on one that's very, very fun. It speaks volumes of fun. Ron.
Ron. That is a great one. Ron or Ronnie?
Ah, we'll go with Ronnie. Yeah, the only person I know called Ronnie, he's very disabled.
Is he fun, though?
He's very fun.
Fun Ronnie.
He is very fun.
Age?
I am 25 at the moment.
What would your paddock name be, Jacob? Move past that too quick.
Maybe Frank.
Frank. Okay. Mm.
That's my dad's name.
Nice. Yes. Yeah. That's good.
He's got a paddock name. What would your paddock name be, Adam?
Bert. Chad.
No, I wouldn't go Bert.
Chatham.
No.
Chatham.
I feel more Thad. like a Troy.
Troy.
Yeah.
Roy with a T.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Roy with a T.
How good is it?
Roy with a T.
Yeah. Now, here's a very important one. Maybe, actually, when it comes to identity, this does define you. So, this is maybe the most important one. So, are you male, female, and here's you got a third option. Both, neither, fluid.
Well... I think the moment you read out there is a third option, we all knew I was going to be the third option.
Yeah. But are you both, neither, or fluid, or all of
I'm
those?
I'm all of those.
All of those at once.
Yeah. Gender's a spectrum.
That's your right. Which one are you at the moment?
Yeah. I'm all three at once. I'm like the Holy Trinity.
Wow. You're the triple threat, if you will.
What did Greeks call those?
Faggots?
That and also
sorry, no, that's what they call the Greeks.
Oh,
sorry, I get confused sometimes.
What's your password? What's your email address? Can you type that in for me, please?
Yeah, no worries.
Just some personal information here that isn't really entertaining to listen to. So,
yeah,
but
it was
while he's typing that, the other answers are, I mean, the other questions: how many Burning Seeds have you attended? So what's your answer to that?
I've only been to one officially.
Yeah, officially now.
Okay, so the first one I went to was, I think it was 2 years ago. And yeah, that was just standard, normal, went in, had fun, came out. Didn't like a lot of things.
Yep.
That's my typical experience everywhere I go.
Typical.
And the year before that, I can't remember which year it was, but I had a friend who came into town, and this was when it was pretty much over. I think it was on the last day or the second last day. And the event was a lot smaller at the time. So security was a bit more lax. And he's just like, look, man, there's no one at the door. It's very weird. So just come out and have a look. There's so many hippies.
Mm.
And I'm not used to seeing that. So I thought, well, I wasn't at the time. So I went out to have a look. And we got stopped at the door, at the gate, I should say.
At the gate.
To my chagrin, we were stopped. And I was greeted by a man who introduced himself as Avocado.
Oh. Obviously a paddock name.
His paddock name.
And he was like Swedish or something like that. All I know is he didn't have a shirt on.
Yep.
Like open shirt.
Beautiful.
We confused him because he had like a small thing
brain.
To
enter.
It's like one thing that you can type into this computer system. It's the number or the name connected to the ticket.
Yep.
And I don't think he could read English, So we were just going, oh, just try this email address. I don't know why this email isn't working. I've been in here like all week. I just went out to go home, have a shower and stuff, came back in. All right, we'll try this, man. And just throw in numbers. We were there for about 10 minutes. Two of the hottest like Swedish girls I've ever seen in my life just came over, talked to him for like 2 seconds, and I'm just like,
yeah.
And then they left, and I'm like, all right, I do need to get in here. I don't know what I said, but he gave me a hug and then let me in.
Very nice.
So good on you, Avocado.
God bless you, Avocado, wherever you are.
That's the kind of place that it is.
Wow.
And just to expand on that, did you know that Burning Seed is not just another party or festival? It is created by participants, and by purchasing a ticket, you commit to adding to the magic of the event. Did you know that?
Sucks to be you, nerd.
Well, here are your options. I did not know that, but thanks for putting me in the picture. Or yes, but are you ready for all my magic? So which one?
Well, obviously they want me to pick the second one.
Is that what you want to pick, though?
See, this is where these tests really annoy me, because they're like, oh, we're going to weed out all the dickheads with things like this. Are you really that dumb?
Mm.
People have put bombs on planes.
Yeah.
We can think around two answers where it's quite obvious what you want to hear.
We went to a mainstream school system.
How to exploit a test.
It might be that way. It might be that they're trying to weed out the dickheads because they think the dickheads will answer those questions. It could be that weird sort of indoctrination process because they're telling you what they want from you. But in questions, you know.
They're setting the rules.
And especially the way that your options for answers are set out.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only one thing that you can click on, isn't there, if you want to play ball.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they have like a handbook available where it's like the 10 steps to whatever, to enjoying the thing.
So it's a bit of a cult.
I'm starting to become a bit suspicious of Burning Seed. Maybe they are globalists.
I think they are.
It's the same indoctrination process.
Yeah.
All right, so you've got some magic to bring?
Globalist.
Well,
you got magic?
If by magic you mean AIDS and Magic Johnson, then yes.
There was a case of hepatitis last time I went there.
Bit of hep?
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bit of hepatitis.
Jesus.
Which one?
Not the worst one. One of the good ones.
It was probably that stripper who put my glasses in at Snatch.
I remember my favourite... I was talking to someone very close to me, who's my brother, playing that game, would you not or whatever, and it was like, would you fuck Pam Anderson, but you get her hepatitis? And he was like, she's got one of the good ones, doesn't she? Yeah, I'll go for it. All right. Are you aware of the 10 principles?
Oh, God. There's more questions after this. Yes, I'm aware.
Ten principles, a bit like the Ten Commandments.
Mm.
So it's basically, I'll try and rattle a few off. And I mean, they're fine. It's like any religion kind of thing. Any cult.
Defending it. It's like any religion. It's a festival.
Yeah, it's like any cult, religion, festival, bush doof. Radical self-reliance is one of them, which is good because you'll probably get gifted things like hepatitis and, vodka shots and whatever. But you've got to be self-sufficient. That's the whole point. You can't... You've got to have your own bedding. You
can't go there and bludge.
You have to have enough food and water for yourself. You know, you have to...
You learned that lesson pretty hard.
Well, yeah. The first time I went out there, I didn't take a mattress or a doona or a sleeping bag or anything. So I slept in the tent... In a two-man tent that we got from Kmart for $20. Just on the ground, though, with... I don't know. What did I have something on me? I assume I had...
I think you just wore layers.
Yeah, I think I just wore... And this isn't the first time this happened. Once, in year 11 in high school, we went to this forest retreat. And it said on the note, bring your own bedding. And I'm like, fuck off. What sort of shit retreat are we going to? We've got to take our own fucking linen. So I took nothing. And I got there, it was just a bare mattress.
Yeah, you sure showed them. Fuck, I'm not bringing that. You What kind of place is this? You stick it to them
so that
for uncomfortableness.
So that night, it was freezing. It was like 1 degree, so I had to sleep with another mattress on top of me as like insulation. So you're aware. All right, you're aware of the 10 principles. I mean, sorry, hell yeah, or I am now.
Oh, right, we've got to go with the second one. Fucking hell.
Hell yeah, boy. So how'd you first hear about Burning Seed? Typical website, Facebook.
Yeah, just boring other stuff. Other, I don't care.
Fucking
all these horrible word of mouth, the Flaming Galah, newsletter. Yeah. Shut up.
How do you plan to contribute to Burning Seed? And you can select all that are applicable.
Volunteer for a community.
Just before we go any further, Adam, you said you'll rattle off 10 of the commandments. I'll rattle off one.
So there's radical self-reliance. It's radical everything. Radical inclusion. So you have to include everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Radical participation.
What about GIMPs?
What about GIMPs? Do you have to include GIMPs?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's a prerequisite, isn't it?
There's like a...
I need a few GIMPs.
There's like a BDSM theme camp that do...
Giddy up.
Rope demonstrations and all this weird shit. Not weird.
What about blacks? Do I have to be inclusive to blacks?
Doesn't say, actually.
I wonder if it's accommodating to
probably
my
one of those bylaws. Yeah.
Might be. So, yeah, there's inclusion, participation, self-reliance, no moop, which moop is matter out of place.
That's a shame.
So you gotta take all. There's no bins or anything out there. You're in charge of your own rubbish or your moop.
When people ask me what it is, that's how I sum it up. That's everything you need to know about Burning Seed. So we already have litter.
Yeah.
Litter is a short, pretty easy to say word, and they call it moop, which is a lot harder to make their annoying point. So what is moop? Matter out of place.
Yep.
I feel like most of the people going to Burning Seed are moot in just general society.
Yeah, some of them are.
Oh, yeah, you see some real freak shows.
Yeah.
Some real leeches.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yes, leeches.
Yeah.
Leeches.
That's what they are.
These are energy, of cigarettes, of money, of oxygen.
But, yeah, the moot thing sums it up because it's a good thing. It's like to... litter as little as possible, but they're just going about it in such an annoying way.
Yep. Yeah.
That's pretty much it. But by day two, their toilets are fucking disgusting.
Yeah,
and so you go, all right, everyone looks after each other to a certain extent.
Because everyone eats fucking rubbish out there, just things of no nutritional value, things that are in packets and stuff. Yeah. So people are just doing big cornmeal logs into the fucking porta potties.
Just a grog bog every day.
Yeah.
God knows what. Yeah.
Like 1,000 of them every day.
Can you imagine how much spew would go into those toilets along with piss and shit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I reckon you could get into the septic tank underneath that and just take a whiff and you would get fucked up just because of all the drugs going through people's bodies and into that toilet.
The old acid bog. All right. So, how are you going to contribute? Are you going to volunteer? Are you going to gift
something? I'm going to perform.
You're going to perform?
Mm-hmm.
What about run a workshop?
I don't know. What can I teach? What am I good at?
Teach how to not be a fag.
I'm not good at that.
You're pretty good at getting maggot. You could drink... What about a vodka drinking workshop?
And end up in hospital in 20 minutes.
All right. So you're going to perform. All right. Have you read the Burning Seed Survival Guide?
No. Well, no, obviously I haven't. No. No, I haven't read it. Seriously, read our survival guide before you hit the road. So I've got to say yes.
Otherwise, the option is yep, and it's pretty damn helpful.
See, this is all just more corporate things, though. They're just covering their bases so they don't get sued.
Yeah, basically. This is a waiver.
Yeah.
So if you OD on something there, they go, well, we gave him the survival guide. We gave him the procedure.
That's right.
Didn't follow the procedure.
Are you ready to haul your entire camp, including at least 4 litres of water per person per day, into an environment where you're expected to rely on your own abilities to survive for the entire time?
Stop talking about survival.
Yeah.
It's not survival. You're not
survival
in the bush
of the fucking richest.
Yeah. There's people out there with huge vans who are pulling out things to cook with. We're not surviving. There is no danger.
Exactly. And your options are, this is not what I expected at all. I need an escape pod, just because we're all cool. And absolutely, I love this kind of thing.
What's an escape pod?
Like a literal escape pod.
It's like a safe. It's like a safe space.
They've got safe spaces there.
No.
Burning Seed is a safe space.
Yeah. They would have a safe space, though. I think they've got those sort of things there.
Yeah, right.
So, all right, we're nearly done here.
I'd love to have a feminist debate.
Oh, boy.
Well, Adam and Milt.
We're going to be chock full of them.
Adam and Milt might be out at Burning Seed this year.
Yeah, we'll see what we can wrangle up.
Yeah.
If we do a live show out there, I'd be very happy.
Okay, boys, we're nearly done here. But what follows is a declaration of intent that you need to absorb and act upon once you get to Red Earth City. It's Matong State Forest. I pledge to honor the ethos of Burning Seed by being an active participant in Red Earth City, by gifting, participating, respecting personal space and seeking consent and leaving no trace.
Gay.
No, listen.
So do you agree or what?
Fucking yeah, rubbish. Agree. Yes.
Yeah.
Of course we do.
God.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Dog shit.
They're processing a request. We'll see if we've made the cut after.
I guess they're trying really hard not to get people to go.
You've got approved. That was
okay,
quick.
So that's just the registration, though. I think I've still got to go through a test to...
Oof.
You got to go.
No, that was it.
That was it.
That's it.
Oh, thank God.
They made it out like, well, here's the 10 principles here. We'll see what I forgot. I did all right. Oh, immediacy is the first one.
Define immediacy.
Well, you have to pledge to be present in the moment.
Present in the moment.
Yeah, you have to. Immediacy means whatever's immediately happening in your reality.
Yeah, I was talking about this yesterday.
Your perception of reality.
Mindfulness, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Well, you're right there, Ronnie. You're right on track.
Yeah.
Participation, as I said.
It was a joke about not being in the present because I was
thinking about the past.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's very good. I got it. It was clever.
Well, here's one.
I just pointed out to ruin it.
Civic responsibility.
Civic, okay.
So you're responsible for calling people out on their shitty microaggressions and
their microaggressions.
Do you reckon they're going to get triggered by my Trump hat? And
wear that hat.
You've got to wear a Trump hat with some Native American feathers in it. You'll see a head explode, Adam, like in those movies. Yeah.
Adam, they're not animals. They don't have feathers.
Wear them as fedoras.
That was a big... Oh, fucking fedora. There will be some fedora-wearing cunts out there too.
Fedoras.
Fucking hell. All right, here's Burning Seed. When we were out there last year, we made it. It was a running joke. This is all good and it's fun. Everyone's having a good time. Everyone's really nice. And Adam said to me, but there's always going to be some cunt singing Imagine.
Yeah.
And within 24 hours of that happening, we're just hanging out at our camp. Just like getting ready for the day, having breakfast, and there's some dude strolling down the road with a guitar and his mate next to him singing Imagine.
Fucking
so just grow. I like this song,
caricature.
As much as I don't like having dickheads around, fucking be good to have a few.
Yeah.
Just to cull a few of the fucking
bullies.
Just a few bullies to bring these people in line.
Yeah. I don't want to feel like the bully there because I'm not the worst.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to be. We're going to go out and be. Let's start a bully tent where people come in to be bullied.
We'll
just roast them.
One thing that I've noticed is everyone's okay with it if it's labeled correctly.
Yeah.
Like everyone's okay with the really brutal roast jokes when it's a roast.
Yeah.
Racism
is fine.
Yeah.
Sexism's fine. Yeah.
Everything's
hilarious.
Okay, but it's only under that label.
Mm.
Yeah.
So like on Reddit, it's a big thing where they do roast me and people post photos of themselves to do it and it's brutal.
And they're very open to that sort of thing when you do it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I've never thought about it like that.
But when somebody goes onto the Amy Schumer subreddit and posts a photo of Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
They get upset.
And they get kicked. They get the boot.
And that's very, very funny to me.
They're okay with bullying as long as it's mutual. Yeah, they've allowed it to happen. And it's S&M type shit.
And a roast is like classically an honour. Like it's an honour to be roasted. Remember the old Friar Club's roast?
Pat Cooper was the roast
Pat
legend.
Cooper. Yeah, absolutely. It was Bing Crosby.
They're bums. Nothing but bums.
But they used to do roasts with Dean Martin and politicians and the mob.
It was a big deal.
Yeah.
another principle, communal effort. Okay, that's all right. I mean, yeah, standard, but yep. Radical self-expression. So not just self-expression, radical self-expression.
See, this is where I don't like all the
as long as it's in line with what their ethos.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, they don't want me to express myself if I'm closed borders.
Yeah.
They don't want me to...
Radical self-expression as long.
Yeah.
As in line with how we want to express ourselves also.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like there's a...
And they're slipping the word radical in there, just trying to take the sting out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trying to tidy it up a bit, trying to make it seem
that's
radical.
It. They make it cool. They make it... Try to make it cool, and they're trying radical self-expression rather than just, you know, being okay with yourself and just being chill.
Careful, boys. We're going to talk ourselves out of this stick here.
Yeah, I know. But that's it. I'm just going to keep reminding myself. The event is nothing like any of this. But
exactly. It's just these are the globalists.
This is the corporate side, which... and what was the rest? Gifting, which I said. Radical inclusion. I said, here's one. Decommodification.
Decommodification.
Mm-hmm.
Commodification.
So I assume that... I mean, I think that means... Decommodification as far as your commodities don't matter, you know. Get rid of your phone, ground yourself. It ties into immediacy and that's, you know, participation, self-expression.
I don't even want to.
So that's it. Well, congratulations, you've signed your waiver.
Mm-hmm.
And you can now go and do whatever you want in the forest for 7 days,
as long as it aligns with their rules.
Yeah,
I think the best example of it, you know, you've got to do it, but only can if it aligns with their rules, is the main burn on the Sunday. So they have a large one on the Saturday night, where it's I can't remember the temple they is the
burn,
Sunday.
They burn the effigy.
Okay,
the big Burning Man effigy. So yeah, it was the Galah 2 years ago. And then they had the big space, well, the big earth man. But it's just a big thing they make out of wood. It's an effigy for the man, basically, in the corporate default world.
Which we'll suck the teat of.
Yeah.
But we'll burn it anyway.
But
we'll suck the teat of. Yeah,
we'll safely burn an effigy of it in the forest while we all get fucked up for free.
Yeah.
But yeah.
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 The, yeah, so.
And also fear Russia. Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah.
And then on Sunday they burn the temple. And the temple, people write all through it. They write words in the temples. They write messages and meanings.
I'm sure they've been doing this sort of thing for a long time, isn't it?
This is
an occult practice. It's a sacrificial sort of...
This is the oldest...
This is an oldest sacrificial rite.
The burning of an effigy is probably the single oldest...
And I guarantee it's... Yeah. 90% atheists or more.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, you've just replaced religion with something that's very similar to it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the West way of just cutting something out of a mythos and going, this is a cool thing, like yoga, meditation, all that sort of shit. You know, it was built into a system.
And the whole leave no trace system, I mean, I know it's good. It's what we should do, really. People should be responsible for their own rubbish and shit because it's a privilege. But... All they do is drive to the closest town, which is Narendra, Madong, Ganmain, Grong Grong, and just dump all their fucking rubbish in their bins.
Yeah.
And so by 2 days later, all those public bins are just overflowing anyway.
Yeah. It's just a clusterfuck of rubbish. You could just throw it through the forest and then you'd see one bit. Yeah.
And as if all the activity over those 7 days doesn't completely fuck with that ecosystem anyway.
Yeah.
Regardless if there's some glitter and cigarette butts left over.
How fragile do you think that system is, man? I mean, it's been there long before we were, and it's going to be there long after we die.
Yeah. My point is, though, they take so much pride
in their
leave
true.
No trace thing. But
there's
really,
going to be a trace
playing,
there.
the constant vibrations of that music is going to fuck with all the reptiles in the area.
The birds and shit,
the arachnids in the area.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, it's just fucking...
I hate that idea that rubbish... Like, to imply that rubbish is out of place is implying that it's... Oh, thank you very much. That it doesn't come from Earth.
Mm, yeah.
Where is the rubbish's place?
It was birthed here. It was made here.
Hillary Clinton's cunt. Sorry, I haven't said anything in a while. I'm going to take a big swing in a different direction, but I had an idea when you mentioned Russia. What I'm going to do instead of the Trump hat, maybe, or maybe I'll do that as well,
yeah.
Is get one of the like the Russian, not Russian, the Chinese communist flag,
yep.
Get that on a shirt.
The, what do they call that?
They would love
the,
it.
The hammer and sickle.
The hammer and sickle. That's yeah, the one. Yeah, yeah, correct.
So they fucking love that. They love that. So yeah. I'll wear that. Wait, and then people are going to comment
and
for sure.
And suck your then, dick for that shit,
and
man.
And then I'll talk about yeah. how much I love how Mao killed 80 million people.
Yeah.
And I'll love how Stalin took out,
yeah.
What is it like? Was it 50? 40
it
million?
It was a lot of people, It was a lot of people, yeah. And he didn't do it actively, he just did it by starving people.
Yeah.
So, to be honest, I'd rather be a Jew getting gassed out than slowly, painfully freezing and starving to death.
Yeah. This was the Ukrainian... Is this the Ukrainian famine that you're talking about? Yeah. They basically created a black market of human flesh.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, I can imagine that would happen. Yeah,
there's
yeah.
pictures and reports... There's documents on it, and they just created a black market because there was no meat, there was no animal meat, so young people and elderly people and that you know were just sold in alleys out of back alley butchers as meat. That's fucking
another weird thing that happened there.
Yeah,
is if you were. You would grow crops, your personal crops, so everyone was subsistent, but then they couldn't eat any of the subsistent food that they were growing on their little lands.
Yep.
You'd give 100% of that to the government to feed people in the cities if you lived out in the rural areas. And if they caught you, if you were a pregnant woman, like this is, I say pregnant woman, this is like the lowest of the low. Obviously, the man got killed and things like that as well. If they caught you going out and finding little bits of grain or little bits of whatever was left over... And taking that in to eat it, to survive, you would die. Communism.
Yeah.
Communism at its finest.
And communism and the hammer and sickle insignia and all those things are just accepted in the mainstream.
When like Jordan Peterson made that point about the hammer and sickle should be as offensive as the Nazi symbol.
It should be.
That opened my eyes. I never even considered that before. And I thought, it's killed just as many or more.
It's killed more. It's,
yeah.
More painfully.
Yeah.
And
they were socialists.
Yeah. Sorry, what did we just say about...
You've lost the plot.
Yeah, I've gone.
We started off
Let's back
because
back,
you were saying you were going to
wear your shirt.
You're in the hammer and sickle to burn.
I think this is it. This is the character that I'll have to do.
Yeah.
To get them all to admit
that we need to just play our roles in life.
Yeah.
Get them to admit that communism, sorry.
You're right.
Sorry, back when you mentioned Hillary Clinton's cunt.
I know, I got a boner too.
It reminded me of a very funny tweet I saw today. A woman tweeted, take note of the way he talks about Hillary Clinton, because that's how he'll talk to you in the future. So, and people were just basically saying, not a day goes by where I don't remind my wife of my disappointment in her helping Libya become a failed state and things like that. Because the whole point is people don't dislike her because she's a woman or because she's opposing Donald Trump. They dislike her because she's done abhorrent things and made very poor political decisions as a part of a hugely powerful family.
Yeah. Taking advantage of a system that was meant to elect the person best for the job and to bring them up rather than just select the person that they want.
Let's not hide the fact that she was going for the woman vote. Like, she bled the fact that she was a woman.
Yeah.
She didn't go in there equal. Like, she wasn't bleeding equality for herself. She was playing that role of a woman to... You know, to breed support
mostly did. Yeah.
Certainly to beat around the bush of the fact that, you know, like you don't like it because, she's a woman. Like she was playing that role, man. Fuck.
But that's the tweet. That's all they can pull from it.
Yeah.
Take note of the way he talks about Hillary because he'll talk about you. I probably will talk about them one day like that. If yeah.
Hmm.
What did Trump call the bombers? Murderous losers or something like that instead of Islamic killers. He wanted to include the word. I think it's great.
Yeah.
Include the word losers. Yeah. Just because it's a little way. I've always found it funny how suicide can be referred to as topping yourself. Killing yourself is the last good thing that you do. It's the best thing because you topped yourself.
Yeah.
like that's a little dig that I think is very, very
funny. But Trump's also really good at building up his supporters in speech and referring to people that he's against as losers and goofy and failing. He's so good at it. He's a master at it.
Everyone who isn't him sucks.
Yeah, that's unless they're his supporters.
Yeah.
They're his great, loyal supporters.
And loser's a good word as well. Yeah. I mean, you can say all these other words get used so often. Loser, if someone called me a cunt, I'd be like, yeah, right, okay, cool.
Yeah,
hey, cunt, how you going? But if someone was to call me a loser, I'd be like, oh, fuck.
If they really meant it too, it's like, you're a fucking loser, mate.
I've got to reevaluate my whole life. And it just brings you down. If you think of, you know, bombers as losers, you go, oh, hang on. Yeah, they are losers because they've sat in their basement. You know, they've been Googling shit.
Yeah. They haven't had a fulfilling enough life to not end up a terrorist.
And they are losers.
Yeah.
Just to lead to that activity. Yeah.
Usually that series of events features the person being a loser in their social.
Yeah, exactly.
In their social surrounds.
So don't be a loser. Don't be a terrorist.
Listen to Adam and Milk.
And listen to Kurt Russell when he talks. I think that's we're on the same page then.
Yeah, you can go for it, mate. Trump made an emergency, I don't know if it's a plea is obviously not the word I'm looking for, but an emergency sort of submission to the Supreme Court to reinstate the travel ban.
Okay.
Yeah, so there were two points on this request. Something in Hawaii, which I should know more about, but obviously the travel ban's going to get the most coverage. So, yeah, he made an appeal to the Supreme Court 2-3 hours ago to reinstate the travel ban.
All right.
See, what do you think the response will be like now post-London?
Oh, yeah, true.
Post-Manchester.
I don't know. I really don't know. I think it'll be just as objected. I think everyone has pretty much made up their minds at this point what they're for and what they're against.
Yeah.
But
they'll just read things that fit that viewpoint basically stick with it, which is the easiest thing possible to do.
Oh, yeah. I love doing that.
Online media.
I love scrolling through going, I agree with that headline. I agree with that headline.
I agree with that tweet.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. That's awesome.
He's switched on. He knows what he's talking about. I've been following the right people.
But I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
I'd love to know what Jim Jeffries thinks. Really, I'd like to hear him make up
a few more stories. I think that'd be good.
I'd love for him to be here to shout over me, to shout expletives, so he didn't have to listen to my opinion.
In a leather shirt? You don't think that'd be cool?
No, I like his red leather jacket that tries to hide his weight. I love it.
No, it's a shirt. What? It is a leather shirt that he wore on that two specials. Two specials he's done with a leather shirt.
Why a leather shirt?
I don't know. He likes being a fat, sweaty mess.
Oh, thanks, mate. I was just telling Milky that Trump made an appeal to the Supreme Court today to reinstate the travel ban.
But, see, with that in mind, with also the climate change deal, everyone's going, the US has pulled out of the Paris Agreement with climate change. And, like, fair enough. They're calling that. But also, you got to understand, these things aren't done yet.
Mm.
It's up for negotiation.
Yeah, it's up in the air.
That's what they're doing. They're trying to reconfigure things. So maybe they'll still end up doing it. But maybe it'll end up better in that it won't be just the US funding it and then all this money going to weird European countries.
Yeah.
To, they're like, why are they just paying for it when, like, the US's CO2 levels have been the same since 95?
Apparently, that's a big part of why Elon Musk left his advisory position at the White House. People are just saying it's because Trump pulling out of the Paris Agreement means that Elon Musk can't use American money to open business ventures in the EU.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. So Elon Musk has said if Trump pulls out of the Paris Agreement, I'm gone. And Trump's gone. I'll do this. Pulled out, and Elon's like, okay, bye. I'm not going to advise you anymore.
Wow. See,
He's
as a part of that climate change deal, he could have used American funding to open ventures in the EU.
But he's pulling that moral fucking moral string, but it's really a business thing. It's a business idea.
Of course it is.
He's a businessman first.
And to find proof of that, all you need, I mean, obviously his success speaks for itself, but you only need to look into working conditions at the Tesla factories.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, people are put under really adverse conditions.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Not listened to, hurt doing this particular type of work that you can't really do anywhere else because Tesla's kind of the next, you know.
Yeah, but I'm excited about Tesla.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
I value Elon Musk on the planet. Yeah.
Whip those kids.
Yeah.
Get them working.
Yeah. But I didn't know that about them.
Yeah,
about
look, the don't need to do much digging. You look into work conditions at, and the unions don't like Elon. The workers' unions don't like Elon. I mean,
Can either one of you explain? No. Oh.
Can either one of us get a boner?
Explain the Paris deal and the...
Not in a concise way.
Not in a holistic way.
And that will translate well on this because I don't fully understand it either.
Yeah.
Again, very limited knowledge. I don't fucking know.
The thing is, you don't listen to us and don't listen to pro climate change people because they're completely skewed anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And don't listen to completely anti ones either.
Yeah, exactly.
But from what I understand, I think at stage one, it sounds like a really good thing. But the next thing that happens is it is enforcing globalist. A tax to get countries to pay for things, to get the people to pay more money to offset
climate.
To offset
their things. They'll tax the government, but the government will obviously tax the people.
And so and that's the thing too. Like with the Elon Musk, all I read was praising him for leaving for the climate deal.
Yeah,
all it would have taken was one article to. Well, there is ones out there, I'm sure, but none of the mainstream articles that I read about Elon Musk said anything about those ventures in Europe too. And if they did, they could have defended it and said, because he was going to start businesses that are green over there or something like that, whatever.
Yeah, but we don't know that.
Yeah, exactly. But in the fact I'm finding out like this, none of them are promoting it, makes me go, oh, okay, that's interesting.
Mm.
But Tesla in and of itself is a green product, isn't it, by the fact that it's electric?
Yeah.
Mm. I don't give a fuck about it being electric. I'm curious about the fact that it didn't go from 0 to 100 in 3 seconds without making a noise. That's what I'm interested in. That's the latest
technology, isn't it?
I want to chase it. Yeah, exactly, for that.
Yeah.
And what about the travel ban?
How many was on it? It was 13 countries?
I think the original one was, and then they changed it to about 7.
Okay.
So, not including Saudi Arabia, which I'll never agree with.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just...
Yeah.
Isn't that the biggest, most obvious fuck you fluff to all of the people in the world, basically? To Saudi Arabians, to Americans, to English, to the other countries in a way on the travel ban.
There's enough money over here that you can get away with whatever you want.
Yeah, that you can get away with whatever, you beheading citizens in public.
Yeah.
And,
it's going to be. That's another reason why Tesla's good. Because if Tesla becomes a thing, we can get off oil.
Yeah.
We can potentially invade Saudi Arabia.
Invade?
Yeah.
But that's what I mean by invade.
We can recalibrate the environment and then see what's happening down
there. We can rebuild it slowly but surely.
I want to see what's going on.
From the outside in.
I want to see what's going on 3 kilometres below the surface.
Yeah.
They're going to find that out by putting some depth charges in there.
Yeah. And then we can take their leaders and publicly
even, see, that's the thing. Right? I'm sure there's a lot of Saudi Arabian people that are decent human beings.
Well, of course.
It's just the royal family.
Yeah.
It's the royal
it's
family.
It's just the dictatorship. The globalists.
Yeah, the globalists. It's the blue bloods of the nation.
Land. Yeah.
That deserve to die a painful death.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're on the travel ban.
Yep.
So what it was a temporary.
It was a temporary restriction on travel to and from the United States
from these countries.
Passport holders from those countries, yeah. Dual citizens, I think, were affected as well.
This is a bit of, sorry, go on, Milky.
I think it was. It wasn't even a permanent ban. It was like 3 months maximum. And then it was lifted because the plan was to have a better system in place for vetting by that time. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure you could still... I don't know. This is it. I fucking don't know. You're listening to a show called Unpleasant. So do with it what you will. But my understanding was if you had urgent business, if you were...
There was a gray area.
There was still ways... You were still getting into the country. It might just take you a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But in general, it would be harder for people to just come, and go.
Which seems fair in our current...
Doesn't every country have the right to...
This is a big step back.
Citizens'
best interests, correct. Yeah.
This is a big step back from internment camps where we used to throw the Japs.
Mm. Yeah.
The Japs.
This is a bit off topic, but...
The slant eyes.
Mm, slopes.
The slopes. Jesus Christ.
Zipper heads.
It's just... There are so many for them.
You know why they called them zipper heads?
Why?
Because when they shot them with... what is it? A 305? What is it? The
305 is a big round.
Yeah. So it might have been 303, 305.
Yeah.
And if it shot them in the head, their head would open up like a zipper.
So
their skull and everything, skin would peel back like that.
So holy fuck. Zipper heads. I love those little reminders that I'm not fit for war.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, what were you saying?
So when this travel ban first came about, my partner did heaps of research on it, and she was talking to a pretty liberal person, and they were talking about how much they hated Trump. And she said, oh, well, why do you hate Trump? And they said, oh, because of the travel ban. Like, he's banning Muslims just because they're Muslim, essentially. And she was like, well... Hang on, because she fucking hates Trump as well.
Yeah.
But she looked it up. She thought, this is fucking crazy that he's banning people like this. You can't...
Because that's what she would have heard.
Yeah, exactly. She heard that he was banning people because they were Muslim. So she looked it up and found out that that's not exactly the case.
Yeah, all you got to do is go through their history and you go, all right, you've had 3 beheadings. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, but exactly.
Like, there's five years' worth of intelligence here on you.
But this is how it worked. She said that so this person was saying in her workplace, oh, you know, he's banning people because they're Muslims. And she said, well, I mean, the ban's only temporary anyway. And she basically said, I don't like Trump, but I don't know why you're getting so worked up about this. It's only a temporary thing and it's not as bad as you think it's going to be. And she just said, she kind of cut her off because of it. She didn't go, oh, well, I guess, I guess you're right, or, hang on, I'm right because of this.
Yeah.
She just went, okay, you're one of them, and then just cut her off.
Don't like arguing. That's a great trend with the latest presidential campaign.
This
race.
Identity thing.
This is the first experience in my life, and I haven't experienced directly, but I mean, I've seen plenty of examples of it, where people just are happy to not be friends with people they've been friends with for a long time, simply because they share different political beliefs that ultimately probably won't affect either of them.
Yeah, it's this... Peterson talks about this, and I'm probably quoting him wrong, but he talks about the postmodernist thing, and I can't 100% remember where it was from, but he said that identity politics works in a way to break up the working class. They used it essentially to break up the working class, because if you get a group of people that are...
You're right.
Naked. if you get a group of people that are a part of the working class and you sit them down and you talk about the actual events of political, the political sort of situation and what the politicians are doing, they'll all agree that the ruling class and the politicians of a society are fucking them.
Yeah.
Whether they're black women, you know, white Jews, they're all getting fucked by the system.
Yep.
But if you say, if you bring it into the, I don't know, the commonplace to argue because of, you know, because you're a woman or because I'm a man or because you're black and because I'm white, they'll never, it'll never be finished. You'll always argue. And because of that, you'll always be able to divide a room. And it's the old divide and conquer.
Yeah.
And they
did it in
dictatorships and things like that, where they'd see these building up of working class starting to build up against them.
Yeah.
And then they just start flooding the culture with this postmodernist identity politics.
Mm.
And it was a way to break up the working class.
That's what I've found so strange about this whole thing, this whole election. Because I've said, well, shouldn't we, even if we disagree politically, we should all agree we should all want less government.
Mm.
We don't want, like, that's what I don't understand. We go, oh, but these rules suck. And I'm like, I agree. These things, there's a lot of things that do suck. So let's get less of it.
Yeah.
Like, why can't we, even though we do agree on that, they still can't go, we're just on different sides of it. They still can't accept that.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's what I think you're absolutely right. That's our way in.
The division,
We should all just agree that we want less government. We don't need... Mm. Everyone takes advantage of government contracts. Every single contractor out there who has ever taken one on has taken advantage of it. And I can say that.
Yeah. Well, what's the point of not taking advantage of it?
Mm. Like, that's in our nature.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
And I don't blame them. That's what we do. But that's exactly why we need to pull the money out of it. Let them sort it out. They will cut it off. They will cut off the shit that they don't need. There is... Oh, I won't talk about it. Never mind.
You can't pull out now.
No, okay. So I think I might have talked about it on here. I know somebody who worked for Sydney Water, and there was a chance for him to save $3 million on a project. No incentive.
Yeah, because he's going to get $3 million less next year.
Yeah,
that's exactly how the government works. If you cut costs now, they're going to go, well, I didn't need that much money.
Yeah.
But if you say, oh, well, okay, it's cost us this much and we're still not getting results, so they will go, oh, well, we'll throw more money at you. Like, I don't...
And that's the only reason that upper management exists, so they can justify reasons to keep funding where it's at, because they know that they're just going to lose. If there's any evidence of unrequired funding, then it's going to get taken from
them. Yeah.
So that's when you're creating positions and creating situations that require funding.
Exactly. And even just like industries that are subsidized.
Yep.
That in and of itself requires... So these industries won't survive unless they're subsidized. The whole process of that industry revolves around getting that subsidy. There's a good chance that the whole system is based around just getting that subsidy, making sure that they get that subsidy,
which takes all of their focus and energy off the actual...
Well, because they won't survive. Goal. They're not. Yeah. They won't survive in the free market. So why are they there?
Exactly. You'll find a lot of that in government. Just in my recent job searching, you just come across these government positions,
bureaucrats,
that are just obviously created.
Bureaucracy is ruining the world.
Obviously created to fill holes, and they're getting absurd money.
Yeah.
I saw one. It's a people and culture officer with the council, earning like $60,000-$70,000 a year.
You can't tell me he's showing up to work on a Monday morning and knows what he's getting done that week.
But just imagine that process. So if you were in that, I'm assuming that's like a cultural appropriation, like multiculturalist sort of. Is that am I interpreting that wrong?
I guess you've got to. Well, it involves advising, government bodies, and so it would be tied into gaining funding for that kind of.
Imagine, for example, if you just looked at that position and then you looked at the world around, they are the only people that benefit from racism and from trouble. So they
financially,
need to.
Yeah.
If they would have come to work one day and everyone was like, "Yeah, I'm cool with you know every culture," and they're out of a fucking job.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why we're seeing all these far left people just creating problems that don't exist because they rely on those problems to stay in a fucking job.
Yeah, we've talked about this. Maybe we talked about it before we've had you on the show. We went over this before. Human resources and human rights tribunals and things like that are the bane of human existence because they thrive on it. I was talking to somebody who got elected it was like an RA for a campus thing in Melbourne. It was like a culture and inclusion thing and all that.
Yeah.
And it was like a benefit for it was like a little scholarship. It made it easier to pay for their housing for whatever. And I was like, but what if everyone gets along?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What if there's no issues based on race or cultural differences?
That's gone.
Or sex?
There's no issues based on race in there. They're all Asian. They don't talk to each other anyway.
Or clean their rooms.
All they're going to do is buy some Spam, cook it up into a stir fry, then fuck off.
And leave it on the fucking sink. And shit in the shower. This a squat toilet? Sorry. No, I'm not.
Cook up a few turtles.
Yeah.
Cook up a few turtles.
Get a few straight A's. Oh, fuck.
Oh, dear.
The end.
This might be too real to bring up, but I think I need to just because I found out.
Well, hit the hour mark, so it's time. Okay. It's time to bring it up.
I found out recently, right? My ex-girlfriend is dating a new guy, an Asian gentleman, smokes meth.
I know.
Had a psychosis and now is moving in and like looking up, like has to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And just like guide this person through their life. The one thing
doesn't
I said...
have to, though.
The one thing I said was, just don't go for anyone worse than me. That's worse than me. That's definitely worse than me. I was like,
anyone
Jesus,
doing
that's
meth.
That's an unanchored fucking maternal instinct. Yeah. That's that fucking, let's save someone.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so stupid.
That's the the beauty and the beast shit that is,
people
man.
People invest, I mean, like an inhuman amount of energy in those people who need it. Because these people are entirely dependent. Dependent on others to get them out of that. Oh, I know that happens, but at that when they're at that point, if they're doing meth and making very poor life decisions as adults and need help, then that they're going to require so much fucking energy that could be spent on herself.
Yeah,
but that's the thing, though. I beg to differ because I've been in a situation where I was making very poor life choices, and people, I don't know, it's like this weird. When you are when you're in like this spiral of self-destruction, this pure chaos of life, it's like you attract the exact opposite of this person that's completely structured and they throw themselves at you. They fucking love you because you're the epitome of exactly what they're not.
Yep.
And they just throw all this energy at you. And that's most of the bridges that I burnt were just people trying to help me. And I'm going, fuck, I don't want your help, bitch. I'm doing this of my own volition. I'm doing this because I want to fucking do it. Like, why are you... Like, you can try and help me and I'll appreciate the effort. Don't get me wrong, but you're not going to fucking help me. At the end of the day, if he quits meth, that's going to be of his... He's going to go, I'm sucking dick for this shit now. I've got to make a choice.
It won't change.
Like, it caused a psychosis. Right. He ended up in hospital. But hearing that made... I'll be honest. Oof, God, I was just like, oh, man.
I won that one.
Yeah. I'm in such a better position right now.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh, wow.
It's like, fuck hell.
You're living with your vanilla dream, boys. You're doing a show.
Yeah, I'm fucking loving my life.
Shit.
I don't understand. Like, I want to shit on things on the show like we have, and that's fun to me.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm having a good time. Hopefully people put on the show, they might have a drink or whatever, they
laugh.
Do a thing, they enjoy
they
it.
Have a laugh, yeah.
But like that's what it's about. And then I hear this and I'm just like, oh boy. And then just like the regret starts to sink in where you go, did I waste, you know, a lot of years with that person and they're making that decision? Did I teach them nothing? I don't know. But
did they grow as a person?
Yeah, I don't know. But then I'm like, no, I think all the lessons are still there, but one needs to be learned in a harsh way.
Yeah.
And that's going to be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't expect to be... I don't know.
Is it gay to bring this up on the show and be like...
No, it's not good.
No, it's good, man.
It's also not... Shit. You don't have to teach everybody something. They'll learn things on their own volition.
Yeah, exactly.
And they'll also take your information and go, not interested.
Yeah,
even
yeah.
if it is the correct information and the right thing to do.
And she probably did learn something, but that might just be a part of her character.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You never. Yeah. That's what you won't change.
That's
a
thing that I'm looking at a lot recently, is that just people generally don't change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we change a little bit. And I feel like if you make the choice to change, so there's something about you and you go, all right, I'm going to change that. And you build that into a habit and you work hard at that one thing, you can change it, but only as long as you're working at it.
Mm.
If you just
It's a constant thing. It's like an alcoholic.
You wake
up every morning and you say, today I will not drink.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you can change yourself as long as that's a process of change and you keep leaning towards that way.
Yeah.
But if you let yourself just manifest in your natural state, you're going to just go towards your natural sort of, I don't know what you...
Your inclination.
Yeah, inclinations, correct. You'll just you'll head towards that.
Yeah, so as long as you've got that sort of understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of incremental improvement.
Yeah.
Which is just, you know, it's just it's the small habit thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll change your life if you start to just form small good habits. You've talked about it to me before. It's like the making your bed thing.
Mm.
It doesn't have to be making your bed, but that's a good example of it. If you make your bed every morning, then that's an incremental improvement.
Yeah, exactly.
Because once it's done, you look for the next thing.
Exactly. You keep making your bed, and
that's
then soon enough.
Thing. That's the basic reward sort of, you're hacking your reward system.
Yeah, that's right.
I've achieved something already today. I'm going to keep achieving things.
Exactly. Yeah. And it does feel good.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's the best way to naturally feel good, isn't it?
Besides is to achieve things.
Running or, you know.
Yeah.
Meth.
Yeah. Exactly. Or meth. Well, that's true, though, because meth and
it's
all
those... It's a reward. They're all
rewards. Yeah, that's a stimulant. That's a basic reward system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meth? What?
Women are stupid and I don't respect them.
We'll have to get...
I can't be playing that. I apologize.
What?
Don't apologize after that.
He says on his 140th press of that button, I can't be playing that. Come on.
I'm going to apologize every time. You remember how Gilbert Gottfried got in trouble?
Mm.
I can't remember. I think it was a tsunami joke that he made.
Oh, it would have been fucking good because Gottfried's funny as fuck when he makes those sort of jokes.
Brutal dude.
Yeah.
And so then he just decided to preemptively apologize for all of his jokes.
Mm.
So if he made a chicken cross the road joke, he would go, I apologize to all chickens.
Yeah.
Like, he would just follow up every joke on Twitter with that.
That's great.
Yeah, because it's just like, well, there you go. He's like, I'm going to get in trouble anyway.
Yeah.
So now I'm just going to get the apology out. That's all they want.
Exactly.
So you apologize, it's done. What are they going to say?
They just want to be able, they just want to be seen to have publicly made you, what's the word? When you sort of...
Submit.
Cuck.
Yeah, submit.
Yeah.
Cuck. What do you do to a king? Yield. They just want to make you... It's like that whole fucking king thing. They just want to see you yield in public. And then they've got the... You know,
yeah,
they're
got
the
that
superior
power.
Figure in that tiny, irrelevant, semi-public, you know. It's just... It's fact, bruv.
I agree. Well, I think we're about wrap this up.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening. This has been episode 13, I'm pretty sure. We'll be back next week with our third mic, Jacob.
I hope you've enjoyed it. We'll see you at Burning Seed.
Yeah, we'll be there. Cunt. Nigger.
Consent should be optional at Burning Seed.